Hello, good day, Jesse McDougal at the Marsh with Ocean A Homes. Mr. McDougal here, Powerhouse Method. It's Monday, October 30th, 5:30 a.m. Today's teaching is going to be on how to receive. Yeah, the power to receive. Okay, so to be able to receive God's gifts and God's blessings and the power to be exalted, using the laws of the universe in Jesus as a catalyst, you need power. Time and time again out of my career, infinite amount of times I can tell you where I have personally exalted someone, tested people with either power or a gift or a blessing, and they can't control it. They have too much ego. They can't control the power. And they're not ready to receive the gift that God has for them. So in today's service, we're going to talk about the power to receive. And a lot of this teaching is going to be focused on reminding God of what He's promised to you. And then also having gratitude over your prophecy. But first, I'm going to open up with some notes on the topic of grief. So grief, I didn't know what grief was until I think last year. And I put 20 hours or so or more into studying grief. And I found it such an interesting emotion. So I'm not going to go into a detailed teaching here, but I wanted to quickly touch upon grief before we start talking about the power to receive. Yeah, come on in. So everyone's getting ready here. Sit down yet. Take your spot. Now put your jacket down. You can wear it, whatever makes you most comfortable. So just a heads up, the Google Classroom is enrolled. We do have students, tasks are being completed. The GDP of every person at Ocean A Homes is increasing. So let's stick to the facts. If you'd like to get involved, the first thing you need to do is become an accounting customer. I don't offer the Google Classroom to anyone who's not an accounting customer. The reason is, if I don't see your financial reality, I can't serve you the best. So I'm an accountant. That's what I do at the end of the day. So here we're going to talk about grief just quickly here. What is grief and why are we looking at? Sometimes we have to walk through. When grief shows up, depending on your emotional state, you will enter complicated grief or not. We are to help each other carry each other's burdens. Grief is a series of emotional waves. Grief is not only experienced when we lose someone. Grief happens with lots of relationships, the loss of some relationships. Grief is not a depressive state. Grief is a state of sadness and motivation. Okay, so this is where you can, when you go through grief, if you can just program your mind to know that energy is to motivate you, if you can have the strength to traverse the energy, your pain, to motivate you, it will serve your highest benefit. And you will have exponential Christian gains and growth. But you got to know how to do that. If you let the grief and the sadness nullify you and pacify you, you let Satan win. You're not taking advantage of the opportunity of grief, what grief has in store for you. Grief is an amazing motivating tool. How do we navigate grief? Say yes to your community and every invitation that comes your way. This is how you say you don't want to miss out on any more in life. So for example, at my churches, at the Legion, at my bridge club, I just looking for ways to complete tasks for the community. I love my community. I love serving my community. I love building my community. I love investing my community. Why? Because all humans need a community. The lone wolf goes hungry. It's your community that's going to serve you. It's your community that's going to protect you. It's your community that's going to yield you. And in safety, you get safety with a council of many. Practice redemption and resurrection in your own life. Practice redemption and resurrection in your own life. Open up your heart that God has feelings for. So that's all for grief. Just a couple words I wanted to say. And I'll slowly start introducing more grief topics as time goes on here. Okay, so now we're going to get into the main teaching of the power to receive. Power to receive. Okay, so in this section, these notes here, this is the approach to take with God to remind Him of what He's already shown you. Okay, so this is an advanced topic. So this is for people who are already born again. Okay, and these are people who have visions. They have prophetic visions. Okay, now say you're not born again. You're still going to get visions from God, but you're also going to have visions from the devil, from Satan. And those visions are confusing. You just need to be aware of that. As you get closer and closer and walk and hold Jesus' hand and never let go, more of the dark energy will eventually fade from your aura and your knowledge and situational awareness and ability to understand God and His provisions, His prophecy is given to you, and the visions will only increase. But that comes with experience. And the condition of your environment. Remember, walking with Jesus doesn't necessarily mean how long you've been a Christian. What matters is how much Jesus you've applied. So here we go. This is reminding God of what He has said to you. God will exalt you to be the head, not the tail in your craft. Every day I have to remind God of what He told me that was come to pass. Hounding or harassing God over and over when He announced something is high spiritual IQ. You have to hound God. If you want it more seriously, hound God every hour. You have to be aggressive in the kingdom. When you're aggressive with the word, this will get the Christian engine working in your life. There must be a sense of desperation once your destiny has been announced. Believing is not enough. Now you have to go after it with prayer and labor. When God announces, I turn into aggression and fight. Every day, pray for your destiny. If you don't tell God what He's announced, and you don't do anything, that annoys God. God likes when you take action and pray onto Him. God sees you as a spiritual entity. Run with the prophecy. When prophecy is announced, take strong action and run in that lane. If you don't take action, the prophecy will dissipate. Satan will do all he can to make you soft and docile with the prophecy instead of taking action. Satan influences you to do nothing and be idle. So you can run so you can obtain strong action, not I believe. That's how to do it. Yeah, just standing there. I believe. Oh, things are just going to magically appear. No, dude, you have to labor it. It is the Lord that weighs thy actions. It's not magic. It's not lucky charms. It takes action. When God announces prophecy, I must immediately start recording. God doesn't do small things with His children. God performs by making you the head and not the tail of the lane He's given you. Be doers of the prophecy. If you take strong action in the lane, He will stop talking about it. What He is going to do is give you secrets no one knows if you are responsible with it. He is a God of secret. God will tell you things and secrets to send you out in your industry. Secrets of God will stand you out, and why you are so powerful, because God will show you secrets. Announcements are authenticated by action. God will laugh at spectators of his announcements. It is sin unto him if you do nothing to manifest the prophecy. When you don't heartily take action, God will see you not taking action. If he sees you as an action taker, level by level, he will take you until manifestation point. Access by access will be granted to you, each task you complete for his kingdom and your destiny. It hurts God when he can't give his gift to you. God is sensitive. He's kind and merciful. But if you don't give him what he wants, his heart gets sorrow. To run with prophecy is to labor it into manifestation. Happy are you of you do them. Strong action. Speak unto my children and tell them to move forward. God will show you secrets over your competitors. Be attentive for guidance. Guide me to the rock that is higher than I. God will guide you. He is attentive. He is guiding. So be attentive to God and allow him to guide you. Guide me to the point of glory. God will guide you to the point of glory. You must listen to Holy Spirit. Responsible with the prophecy, Holy Ghost will guide you and tell you the amount to bid for the contract, and you will gain victory. God will give you secrets. Yeah, this is true, okay? Listen to this. Okay? I know people, my friends, my spiritual family, when they go to write tests, God will give them the answers. When there's something in business happening, God will tell them the exact amount to bid, and they'll win the contract. This is testimony. If you don't believe, it's because you're not experienced as I am with Jesus and the wonders of God. Be attentive to your dreams. Write down your dreams. You have to have the ability to follow what he tells you to do. Like, seeing your prophecy is not enough. You have to see it and then put it into action. You got to answer the call. God will send you signals. God will give you clues. God will open up doors, but you have to walk through them. He can't walk through them for you. Green pastures, still waters, good experience, step by step, he will guide you. Be responsible. Some of your guidance comes through the pastor. If you're able to grasp what I'm telling you, you are strong. If you're able to understand what I'm telling you right now, you are a strong Christian. Announcement. So this way God works. He announces something, he guides you. Boom, then manifests, okay? Sometimes it takes years to unlock blessings. So I have just unlocked two blessings that have taken 2 years to manifest. Okay? These are long-term blessings that have come to pass. So he's made the announcement. He told me I was supported by the element of water. I've always, for the last 2 years, since my life transformation, I've known I've been supported by God. I've had the support of water. But it's taken 2 years to actually manifest to real life. And 2 years for me to get this new guitar. Virtue of fast response. Yeah, so if you can just get your life to where you can just apply fast responses to God's visions, you're going to exalt higher. It's just like a video game. You're going to level up faster. Take your destiny level by level. Access will be granted you as each task you complete. God isn't going to give you one thing. He's going to give you many different things. And for all the men out there who are lonely with women, you need to understand your loneliness as an opportunity to develop the spiritual divine ability called consecration. And God sends women. I hereby testify from the highest most, God sends women. He will reward you with women. He will set you up on dates once you've earned it. So be happy. If you can be alone, be happy with the Bible and improving day by day, you are a powerful, powerful Christian. And you will be rewarded because God gives you many things, not just one thing. If there is something negative that's going to happen in your prophecy, God will warn you and you have to shift. And I didn't know that. I learned the hard way. So listen to Mr. McDougal, because it's my job. I want you to not suffer the pain I've had to suffer through some of my lessons. You can avoid the pain and suffering I've had to go through if you apply what I'm teaching you. So if there's something negative that's going to happen to your prophecy, God will show you, and you got to shift. You have to shift and make a change, or that negative thing will come to pass. And I'm speaking from experience, because I stood idle and watched Satan trample over my life many times. And he's still doing it to this day. How you treat the prophecy is how he will act on the prophecy. If you're responsible and diligent, he will see the prophecy as his. Whatever a man sows, so he shall reap. God wants to give it to you, but you need the power to receive. If you're attentive to guidance, you will be guided. And that ends the section on how to remind God, reminding him of what he has said to you. And so when you remind God of the vision he showed you, you're also creating mind mapping in your mind for the neural pathway for the vision that he showed you. So the more you labor the vision and mind map the vision into reality by doing tasks that move that vision forward to coming to pass, it's a very powerful thing. So here I just want to take a break and just let everyone know and acknowledge that Holy Spirit is present. So Holy Spirit is present at this time. So if you're feeling, if you're resonating with my message, if you feel like your heart is moving, if you feel like your mind is moving, if you feel like there's like stuff happening inside your body and it's freaking you out, get excited. Because this is what Holy Spirit is. If you can feel what I feel right now, this is Holy Spirit imparting into you. And the more you let go of your sins, and the more you grow in Christianity, the more Holy Spirit will impart into you. Holy Spirit has been anointing me and imparting into me for 1 year or more that I could actually feel. And it's absolutely intoxicating. And so if you can get to this level of Christianity that I'm at, you won't even crave sin. You won't crave marijuana or booze or anything at all, because running with Holy Spirit is absolutely intoxicating. So the next section we're going to talk about here is the gratitude over your prophecy. Gratitude over your prophecy. Gratitude and authenticity are very powerful. Very powerful states of mind. So here there's some practical ways you can practice gratitude over your prophecy. And this is acting preemptively. So being preemptively grateful. And I'll just make a personal note here. I got my guitar yesterday, and I seen this guitar 2 years ago. It took me 2 years to get it, but I've been acting like I've had it the entire time. I've been playing a shitty guitar for the past 2 years, but I've been acting grateful as if I'm using the new guitar I have. So thank him as if you already have it. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Thank you for this new guitar, right? So let's do it for now. Thank you, my Lord, for increasing the amount of inventory I manage. Thank you, my Lord, for having the accounting books up to date. Thank you, my Lord, for all the appointments that are coming in my way. Thank you, my Lord, for all the people I'm going to be able to help and prosper their lives. Thank you, my Lord, for all the good times that are coming my way. Thank you, my Lord, for all the musicians I'm going to get to work with. Thank you, my Lord, for all the people that this message and my music is going to inject and what it's going to do to them. Thank you, my Lord, for all the good friends and the training you've given me. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. Thank you, my Lord, for investing into me. Thank you, my Lord, for making me an example for some people to learn and grow from. Thank him as if it is already yours. You have the power to shrink the time by being grateful ahead of manifestation, because gratitude is what God wants the most, next to souls in his house. So my guitar I got, I wasn't planning to get the guitar until 11 months from now. But because I applied the teachings of my father, I've shrunk the time in my music career by 11 months. This is huge. And this just happened yesterday. Gratitude shrinks the processing time to manifest, right? You know, right now, I just need more resources to move God's mission forward. So I'm going to thank him. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for turning back on the water at one of the houses. Thank you, my Lord, for my car repairs. Now I have my car is repaired and fully functional. Thank you for restoring me, my Lord. Thank you for reinstating me in my CPA. Thank you, my Lord, for making an agreement on the distribution of my family property. Thank you, my Lord, for favorable outcomes and all the multiple civil lawsuits I have coming against my enemies. So gratitude is so simple, is so powerful, and it's now gratitude, now. So you're omnipresent. These things have already come to pass in the future. Tasks that you have to complete, things that are whole, bottlenecks are going to come to pass, and you're being grateful now. This is how you're manipulating time. You're manipulating Jehovah in a positive way, and he likes it. Especially when you teach others how to do this. The attitude of your gratitude is the level of your prophecy, because God decides when to release blessings. But you can woo Jehovah. Act like you already have it. Behave like you already have it. And watch the time to manifest the desire decrease. A Christian who is spiritual has the power to speed up time with holy manipulation by giving him what he wants. That's what I'm saying. Whatever you want, there's ways to get what you want faster that you are not aware of. There are clearly some things that I'm doing, some teachings that I have, that few people on earth are even doing, but it works. So the cool thing I really like about Christianity is the number of elements we have at our disposal to apply. And so it's kind of like computer programming. You have so many elements in mathematics, elements, chemistry, elements. But I don't find chemistry too applicable. That's why I like computers. So same thing with scriptures. There's scriptures you can apply. So there's things you can do to reduce the time it takes to get your blessings. But now the blessings are always released on God's timing. Thank God for giving you what you want. You don't have to speed up the manifestation time, but if you want to, be grateful. Thanks unto God that gives thanks to Jesus Christ that maketh manifest. Speed up manifesting time. And that's the end of the section on the power to receive. I'll just take a couple moments here to discuss some personal things. My walk with Jesus. That relate to this topic. So your legacy, your destiny, it takes decades. So when they talk about Moses walking through the desert for 40 years to find the promised land, that's your journey with Jesus. You have to take that approach. That's going to give you the patience. But if you apply some of these teachings, which can sometimes would take you 40 years to do it on your own, not be connected to a church, just being the lone wolf, doing it on your own, you can reduce the 40 years down to 5 years or 2 years by applying more Jesus, by expanding his kingdom. So that's why I program my mind. Does my act expand his kingdom? So for example, this podcast definitely expands his kingdom, because this is a vehicle I can get the word and the good news out to others and get Holy Spirit in each other's souls. So I'm just going to wrap this up here. I just want everyone to have a great week coming forward. And so let's do a quick prayer here. My Lord, my God, my Lord, my God, I just want to take this moment to glorify you, to acknowledge Holy Spirit's presence. I want to give thanks to having such a wonderful piece of technology to get your word out to the nations. I want to pray to you today, Lord, for all people on earth. We'll focus on Canadians here. All people on earth, whatever their needs are, whatever their desires are, they're going through hard times, my Lord. So can you please take care of some things? You know, take some care of some things in the shadows. We know you can move mountains. You've shown me. You're moving mountains in my life. And so can you start moving some mountains in other people's life? Just lend a helping hand. We know, Lord, you in the shadows, you do so many things that we can never see for our life. I ask you to increase that, my Lord. Reduce the amount of time it's going to take for our blessings to be released. For all those obedient Christians out there, my Lord, show them your power. Show them your might. This is not an attempt. Help us, my Lord. Help us. And protect everyone this week. Smother us with your cloak of protection so we can continue to walk in your ways while pushing back Satan and enemy and removing all stumbling blocks that come our way. In the name of Jesus Christ, have a wonderful day. Amen.